Hello, developers, and welcome to the PHP Architect Community Corner podcast, where we have conversations with members of the web development community. I'm your host, Scott Keck-Warren, and today we're talking with Joe Devon about the Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Joe Devon chairs the GAD Foundation, where he leads initiatives to embed accessibility as a core requirement in technology development. In 2025, he launched the AI Model Accessibility Checker under the foundation's auspices with ServiceNow, creating the industry's first benchmark for evaluating how AI models generate accessible code. Throughout his Gen AI podcast and advisory work with major tech companies, Joe shapes how organizations integrate inclusive designs into their AI strategies. Joe brings unique technical and business perspectives from building everything from high traffic systems like AmericanIdol.com's backend voting platforms to running a 100-person consultancy to developing the AI MAC entirely through agentic coding. Having served as a web developer, CTO, CEO, and AI strategist across Fortune 500 companies and startups, he understands both the engineering challenges and organizational transform required for accessible innovation. He co-founded Global Accessibility Awareness Day in 2012, now an annual worldwide event, promoting digital inclusion for 1.3 billion people with disabilities. Check out the podcast at youtube.com/A11Y Gen AI, and we'll put a link to that in the description so you don't have to type that all out. But thank you, Joe, so much for finding some time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Yeah. So that's quite a resume that you have going on. I feel kind of bad asking you such a simple question, but can you explain to us what accessibility is and why it's important for developers?
Yeah, accessibility is developing technology, digital products that work for people with disabilities. It's, I guess, become cliche at this point to mention, but it's the task that I think people are able to understand very quickly is using screen readers. So that's where if you're blind, you cannot see a mouse pointer. You can use the keyboard, but you can't use the mouse. And so you also cannot read the screen, so you have a screen reader that just speaks the words on the screen, and you control it with your keyboard. And if you do all kind of funky stuff, like try and redo the scroll bar, which, you know, JavaScript has redone everything from time to time, that makes it inaccessible and makes things not work with the screen reader. Also, a lot of the frameworks have replaced semantic HTML. There's a lot of web developers that don't know semantic HTML, which is unfortunate. And semantic HTML builds in all kind of features for free, including accessibility. So if you don't pay attention to it, you're not aware of it, you're going to lock out people with disabilities.
Yeah, I think can we talk a little bit about like the semantic HTML parties? Because I know like that's an important part of this, and I don't think it's covered. Like most people don't know what it is, right? And so can you kind of explain what that is a little bit?
Yeah, so you have like different parts of your different parts of the screen when you're surfing a website. So you have main, and you have nav, you have different elements. And if you don't, what's happened like with a lot of frameworks is they replace it with like divs. So you can have, let's say, a button, but instead of using the word button, you have an image, and then you don't specify the role as button, then the screen reader doesn't understand what that image is. And ideally, if you just use the actual like form tag, the button tag, all of the different tags, then it's semantic. And by being semantic, the screen reader and other assistive technology understands it.
Yeah, and I always find it interesting because, and I've had like push and pull with this with like other developers, essentially, is like, because a lot of frameworks are just, CSS frameworks in particular, just like everything's a div. Just put everything in a div and you're all fine. And then I'm just like, yeah, but nobody can use this. And it's just like completely unusable for people who have screen readers or have vision disabilities or vision issues, or something similar to that. So it is like a very important piece. I think like anybody who's not aware of it and not using it is they're just waiting for a problem, essentially.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a shame. There's no need for it. It doesn't really help. All it does is remove what's been built into the web and the standards.
Yeah. And I always like find it interesting too, because like sometimes, you know, like people will make it, they'll take like a select box, right? The select box is my favorite example because everybody tries to override that and you'll end up with like some weird thing and like it might not work on my smartphone. Right. And I like there was a website for a local organization and they had done that and I couldn't buy a ticket on my phone because they had like redone the select box and it didn't work on mobile devices, which was shocking to me. But I messaged them. I said, hey, this doesn't work on my phone. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll fix that. And they just went right back to the default select box. It was really like kind of hilarious that they probably spent meeting after meeting trying to come up with like a good weird thing for that. And then they were just like, we'll just do a select box. So, yeah.
It's unfortunate. A lot of people like want to put craft into what they do, and they, you know, everybody, a lot of people are upset by constraints, and very mm-hmm. often designers love to do something original, but the constraint is actually important because it makes a difference for the user experience for a lot of people that you're never going to have the money to test for.
Right. And I'm so one of the reasons that like I'm a big fan of accessibility things is because so it's one of the I don't know sayings that I hear a lot is like everybody's just temporarily abled and at some point you're going to have some sort of an issue that's going to make accessing a device difficult and like I know this from experience because like we've had small children and you have to get used to holding a baby and using your device at the same time. And so I was trying to like include that into any kind of conversation about accessibility. It's not that like, it just because now you don't have a problem doesn't mean in the future you won't, right? Like everyone at some point is going to have some sort of a technology disability or whatever to make it hard to access things.
Yeah, exactly right.
So one of the reasons that you're kind of like on my radar is you're part of the Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Can you kind of explain to us what that is and how it came to be?
Yeah, back in 2011, my dad was in his mid-80s and was just an incredible man who spoke 11 languages. He went through the concentration camps and just commanded respect when he walked in a room. I don't even know how to explain it to you, but, you know, I worshiped my dad and at a certain point he had gotten fished by a bank. It took him a day to get to the bank, because he had to use something in California called access paratransit, which meant you had to say it in advance in a day. You could wait for 2 hours. So it was very difficult to do banking. And, you know, I'd been doing work for American Idol at the time. We had a blind contestant, and I was always wondering, did we do a good enough job in order, for him to be able to access the website? And then my dad just couldn't bank because they changed the colors, and the color contrast made it impossible for my dad to see the screen. And I thought, if you can't bank, you can't be independent. There's no reason that somebody, you know, like my dad shouldn't be unable to access their bank. Mm-hmm. So I got upset, but I had always kind of in the back of my mind, because I'd always been on the bleeding edge of tech, and I had barely heard of screen readers at the time. So I thought if I was unaware of it, most people weren't either. So I had a blog called mysqltalk.com, which had maybe 10 people that ever looked at it. And I wrote a blog post proposing a day of awareness, Global Accessibility Awareness Day, which is now known as GAD for short, and wrote a blog post proposing this day. And to my utter shock, in the very first year, we had such an uptake of this that it was covered in a bunch of media. It was syndicated all through Canada, my hometown, Montreal. We were in 16 cities across the world. India did a governmental event, and it just like from the beginning, it was like, oh my God. And then by the second year, I'd say a lot of it happened on old Twitter. We were started to hit like a tweet a minute on the hashtag. We started to track the, how many people were talking about this. And we stopped counting when we hit 220 million people. We're like, all right, this is country level engagement. And this, I mean, I could go on and on, with the events that happened, but I would say the culmination was in 2024, the Biden White House did an event and called me up with like 2 weeks notice. Would you come out and speak about the importance of accessibility? So that's a bit of a history on the event. But the more important thing, because it doesn't matter how much, you know, media attention you get, what matters is this reaching the audience it's intended for, which is builders, people that are creating technology, and are they aware of the issues with building incorrectly? And that's who we really wanted to reach out to. And I think we've done pretty well in that respect, because any company that has an accessibility team tends to do something on that event and uses it in order to educate their employees internally, like their developers, designers, and project managers.
Yeah, and that's.
Makes sense.
Yeah, totally. And that's like an amazing, like, I think everyone wishes that they could write a blog post and have that kind of like uptake on things. It's like, I have an idea. And everybody's like, yeah, we should definitely do this thing. So that's really, really amazing. And we'll be back after this word from our partners. As a programmer, you know that code reviews are critical, but are also time consuming. CodeRabbit acts as your AI co-pilot, providing instant code review comments and potential impacts of every pull request. Beyond just flagging issues, CodeRabbit provides one-click fix solutions and lets you define custom code quality rules using AST grep patterns, catching subtle issues that traditional static analysis tools might miss. CodeRabbit reviews 1 million pull requests every week across 3 million repositories and is used by 100,000 open source projects. CodeRabbit is free for all open source project repos. Get started today at phpa.me/CodeRabbit. That's phpa.me/CodeRabbit. And we're back talking to Joe Devin. So like, how is it that like people can, and I'm going to put celebrate in air quotes, how is it that people can kind of celebrate like, so for me as just like a team lead, how can I, you know, like do global or GAD day? Like, what should I do as just like a normal person, I think?
Okay. So I would say if you're involved in a company, you know, what we typically will say is try and surf the web without a mouse. Take a look at the accessibility of if you have your personal site or your company site. Bring attention to it internally at your company. Write a blog post about it. Mention it to a journalist. Really, in the original blog post, the entire, like, I hate everything I write, like, an hour later. This is the only thing I came back to it after years that actually was well written and really lays out the playbook of getting the awareness out there. And I would say if you just Google like MySQL talk GAD or something like that, or my name and GAD, that will pop up for you.
But we'll put that in the description, I should say too. We'll put it in the description so people can quickly get to it. Yeah.
Great. I hope it's still up there. There's some craziness with the WordPress stuff. Hmm. So I don't think I can even get into the admin anymore. But anyway.
For now.
Some weird stuff happened. But and then there's also the foundation's website we started about 5 years ago, GAD.foundation, GAAD.foundation, and then accessibility.day. And I don't know if you want me to spell that out because accessibility is a mouthful.
Yeah, I'll try to find that as well and put it in the description as well for everybody because it is, right. Yes, it is quite a mouthful. Yep.
Yeah.
But is there some way that like we as developers can help the foundation? Like, do you all need money or anything like that? Or are you set on that and you need us in other ways to help you?
I mean, we're a pretty scrappy organization. Most of us take no salary, so we're able to operate really lean. So we're doing okay. Money never hurts. And you can definitely, you know, find a donation link on there. But at the end of the day, you know, the mission is the most important thing for us, which is to really get the word out about making accessibility a core value in software development. So if you're doing software development, what would help us the most, and it's not about helping us, it's more about helping the community and building more accessible products, is to make that a value in your organization. That's what we care about more than anything else.
Yeah. We got to help. We have to help your dad and my dad, right? Like our dads need the help. Yeah. And our moms. I mean, I'm not being
sure,
you know,
of course.
Yeah. And so I'm a big fan of this. Like, it's always like a good thing for us to think about as developers. And I try to, you know, management isn't always like, oh yeah, we should be spending extra money doing these things. So we just try to like do it without telling them. It's not always great, but we just kind of do it. Like we've just like as a team said, okay, well, this is an important piece and we're just going to add this as part of our testing structure.
Yeah, that brings up a great point. And what I like to tell people is, you know, the laws go up and down, things change, culture changes, but culture is the center of all of this. And if you're a designer and you're designing, for example, a chat app where you need an online offline indicator and you use red for offline and green for online, you should know as part of your craft, you should know that folks that are colorblind, the most common form of colorblindness, they both look gray and gray. And you need to just include some textual information, not to use color alone to convey that information. And I love that example because if you have a culture that says, oh, you're a designer and you didn't know this, right? Then it doesn't matter if the CFO has money for this or not. It won't even reach their radar because you're sitting there and you're going to put that word online, offline next to that image, right? And it didn't cost a penny. And in fact, you saved money for the organization and made a more usable product because culturally, you know, you cared about your craft enough to understand that not doing accessibility right is technical debt, right? And now all of a sudden, okay, we've brought it into the culture. So you are 100% aligned with you know, our mission, which is changing the culture of digital product development.
Yeah. And that red green colorblind is always my favorite example because I used to work with somebody who was red green colorblind. And we literally did not use some software because he couldn't tell. Like there was like some indicator that was red and green. And he's like, I can't tell the difference between those two things. So I can't use this software. And we're like, oh, we're out. We're not going to use this. We're not going to give them our money because we have somebody on our team that can't use it. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I do have to draw this conversation to a close. Is there anything that you want to direct our listeners to today?
No, just to the foundation website. If you want to reach out to me on any platform I'm on, I'm at Joe Devon, Joedevon. We have Global Accessibility Awareness Day coming up. So please check out the GAD hashtag, GAAD, and we'll catch you online.
Yeah, I have to say another heartfelt thank you to Joe for all of his time as well as for yours for listening. If you're not already a subscriber, make sure you subscribe with whatever your preferred method is, and maybe share this post with a coworker so they can learn about GAD as well. This podcast is available within an audio version on our website as well as a video version on our YouTube channel. This is Scott Keck Warren for the PHP Architect Community Corner signing off and reminding you to keep listening, keep coding, and keep reading.